Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
Thank you. That was a very nice greeting. Let me get my other microphone. Woo! There we are. I like to walk around when I teach.
在教导的时候我喜欢随处走。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
Some people talk with their hands.
有些人喜欢用手来说话。
And I do that.
我也这么做。
But I just kind of wander around a whole lot as well.
我喜欢到处随走。
And that was such a great song.
那是一个美好的诗歌。
Thank you for leading us in that. Thank you for singing it.
谢谢带领的弟兄们。
I was actually sitting over here listening.
我刚才坐在那里聆听。
To most of the songs you were singing, some of them were new to me.
一些诗歌对我来说是非常的新。
And I was enjoying feeling Jesus among us.
我在那里享受，感受到神在我们的当中。
I have traveled to India.
我到过印度。
And Cambodia.
柬埔寨。
And Indonesia.
还有印尼。
And Central America.
还有中美洲。
And one of the things that amazes me
其中一个让我稀奇的事情
is wherever you find people who love Jesus,
当你遇到那些爱主的人
there's a sense of family.
我们有那种家庭的感觉
there's a connection.
我们有一个连接、
right? There's a love that you just don't find even among your own people when they don't know Jesus.
就是那些在不是认识主的当中你没有办法找到的爱。
And so I want to thank you for ministering to me.
我感谢你们对我的带领。
For inviting me to speak with you.
谢谢你们邀请我来做讲员。
Share meals with you.
跟你们一起享用餐。
Even though I'm not Chinese.
虽然我不是中国人。
You love me and I thank you for that.
你们爱我，我非常的感激。
And I love you.
我也爱你们。
I am amazed at how Jesus brings about love.
我很稀奇主是怎么样带来爱。
Between people and groups.
在人与团体之间。
Which in other situations.
在别的情况的里面。
Are fighting with and killing each other.
却是常常在自我残杀当中。
We are.
我们是一群。
The church is.
教会是。
The glory of God.
是上帝的荣耀。
In Christ Jesus.
是在耶稣基督里面。
Only in Christ Jesus.
只有在耶稣基督里面。
Do people love each other the way we love each other?
人才可以彼此的来相爱。
It is an amazing thing.
是一个很奇异的事情。
Amen?
阿们吗？
And aren't you glad to be a part of it?
你不是很喜悦说你也是其中的一份子吗？
And I want to talk this morning in a moment
今天早上我要花一点的时间
about how we can make our churches stronger
我们如何使我们教会更加的强壮
by making them healthier
让他就是要借着让他们更加的健康
If we look in biological systems
如果你从我们身体结构来看
like the human body
就算一个人的结构
We all can clearly see
我们可以很清楚地看得见
that a person is only as strong
一个人
as they are healthy
他如果身体健康还可以强壮
Sick people are not very strong
一个生病的人身体不强壮
Sick people don't function very well
一个生病的人没有办法正常地运作
Well, that's true not only for the body.
这对身体来说不但是真实的。
It's true for the human soul as well.
这也包括我们的灵魂。
Yesterday I emphasized.
昨天我所强调的。
That sin can only do three things in this world.
罪可能只可以破坏三件事。
Steal.
它可以偷窃。
Kill.
它可以杀害。
And destroy.
它可以破坏。
It does it to the human body.
它对在我们的身体上带来这些伤害。
It does it to relationships.
在关系上带来这些伤害。
It does it to the human soul.
它也带来我们灵魂的伤害。
And because we've been born into a broken world.
因为我们是生长一个破碎的世界的里面。
Filled with sin.
充满了罪恶。
And because we ourselves have sinned.
因为我们自己本身也是罪的。
We are broken people.
我们是一个破碎的人。
Saved, but still broken.
虽然我们被拯救，可是还是破碎的。
And broken people, like sick people, aren't strong people.
破碎的人就像一个受伤的、生病的人，不健康。
God wants us to be strong.
神要我们强壮。
He wants to accomplish great things through us.
他通过我们进行大事。
He wants to display himself through us.
他要显明，通过我们显明他自己。
And so God wants to heal us.
神要医治我们。
From the inside out.
从里到外。
And it's only as we become healed.
只有当我们自己被医治的时候。
That our churches become strong.
我们的教会才可以变成强壮。
Churches are only as strong.
教会只可以。
As the Christians in them are healthy.
教会的强壮是在于在里面的人的健康。
So even though I'm speaking to all of you.
虽然我在对各位说话。
I'm speaking especially to the leaders.
我特别是要对领袖的来说话。
We as leaders in the church.
我们作为教会的领袖。
Need to make sure
我们必须要确定
that our churches have ministries in them
我们有一些事工
that help broken people
是来帮助那些受伤的人
learn to practice forgiveness
我们要来操练学习饶恕
so God can heal them
以便得到上帝的医治
in all too many churches in our country
在我们国家有很多的教会
We have great and wonderful programs.
我们有很好的节目。
For music.
从音乐。
And for missions.
啊，到短宣。
For evangelism.
啊，到传福音。
For discipleship.
包括门徒训练。
For taking care of the sick and the elderly.
还有帮助那些年长的，还有生病的。
But those ministries aren't as strong as they could be.
可是这施工都没有办法照常的很健壮。
Because the people doing them
因为在这当中服侍的人
are still very broken people.
还是非常破碎的人。
And the families are broken.
他们的自己的家庭也是破碎的。
And so the ministries are not going to be as strong as they could be.
所以我们的施工就没有办法强壮起来。
So if you want your churches to be strong,
如果你要你的教会健康
And your ministries to be effective.
让你的事工很有果效。
Then not only do we need to teach the word of God.
那我们不但要教导圣经的真理。
But from that word.
从圣经的教导里面。
We need to teach and make sure people are practicing forgiveness.
我们要帮助，我们也要让弟兄姐妹去学习操练饶恕。
And that's why I've devoted myself to this ministry.
为什么我就是把自己奉献在这个事工的里面？
I go everywhere I'm invited.
我到处去被邀请讲道的时候。
Even on Thanksgiving Day.
包括在感恩节。
To share with people.
跟所有人分享。
The good news of real biblical forgiveness.
就是讲到圣经里面所提到的饶恕。
And it is my hope and prayer.
是我的祷告跟期盼。
That you will grow in your understanding of forgiveness.
你也能够对饶恕有更深的认识跟了解。
And you will practice forgiveness.
你也可以学习操练饶恕。
Not just so that you become smarter.
不是让你变得更有智慧。
But so that you become healthy people.
而是让你变成一个更健康的人。
Because healthy Christians are powerful Christians.
因为一个健康的基督徒是非常有能力的。
And I want to talk with you this morning.
今天早上我跟大家分享的。
About what I believe to be.
就是我自己所相信的。
The three biggest missing pieces in forgiveness.
就是在饶恕里面所缺乏的三件事。
Remember, I think I said to you all yesterday.
可能我在昨天有提到。
That I have 60 Christian books.
说到我有60本关于饶恕的书籍。
With over 30 different ways to forgive.
当中提到31种可以饶恕的方法。
And these are Christian books.
这些都是基督徒的书。
Written by Christian brothers and sisters.
是基督徒的作者。
But I don't believe they're teaching forgiveness the way the Bible does.
可是我个人觉得他们有照着圣经的教导来教导关于饶恕的功课。
Because they leave God out.
因为他们把神从这里面拿掉。
They often leave Jesus out.
他们也把耶稣拿掉。
And they are leaving the cross of Christ.
他们也把十字架拿掉。
So I want to share with you the three most important.
今天我要跟你分享三件很重要的。
Missing pieces in biblical in forgiveness.
就是所在饶恕里面所缺乏的。
The first one.
第一个。
Is that biblical forgiveness has two sides.
就是提到说关于圣经所讲的饶恕有两面。
Like a coin.
就是像铜板。
How many of you have your coin?
谁每一个人手中都有一个铜板吗
？Good, you might want to get it out.
你可能把从口袋中拿出来。
If you don't have a coin,
如果你没有
raise your hand,
请你举起手来，我们的、
we'll、
弟兄姐妹会把一个交在你的手上。Mine is in the back.
Yours is in the back. Hey, I've got two. There you go. Oops.This little coin represents one of the most important truths
代表一个很重要的一个真理
about real, authentic, biblical forgiveness.
就讲到真诚圣经里面所提到的饶恕
And the truth is this.
真理是
Sin is like a coin.
罪就像一个铜板。
And every coin has two sides.
每一个铜板有两面。
One side of sin
罪的一方面
is what the Bible calls the penalty for sin.
就是圣经里面所讲到的就是惩罚。
The other side of sin
罪的另外一面
is what Bible calls the consequences of sin.
就圣经所提到的后果。
And you will see those two words on each side of the coin.
你会在铜板上面看到这两个字。
Penalty.
看到惩罚。
Consequences.
还有就是后果。
And both of them will kill you.
这两个都会杀害你。
Let me give you a story.
我要跟你分享一个故事。
It's not a true story.
不是一个真实的故事，完全虚构。
Though it could be.
或者是可能是真实。
I want you to imagine a man.
我要你想象有一个人。
Who is a terrorist?
他是一个恐怖分子。
And he wants to kill as many people as possible.
他要杀很多的人。
So he decides to build a bomb.
他要做一个炸弹。
And not just any bomb.
不是一个普通的炸弹。
He wants to try and build an atomic bomb.
是一个那个 atomic 的一个 bomb.
Which is, now I can speak Chinese, atomic bomb.
Me, I guess.
Now, atomic bombs are very hard to build.
这不是容易要来结构的一个炸弹。
And I don't know if you realize this.
我不知道你是不是明白。
But you can learn how to build an atomic bomb from the internet.
其实从网络你就可以学着怎么去制造一个炸弹。
However, it is extremely difficult to do.
可是其实是非常困难来制作一个炸弹。
And you need material that you can't buy at the store.
你所需要材料可能不易得到。
In particular, you need plutonium.
特别是
And you can't get plutonium at Costco.
你在一般的超市上买不到这些你所需要制造的这些材料。
You That's good. The only place to get plutonium
唯一你可以买到的地方
is from highly guarded facilities.
就是一个很紧密保护的一个环境的里面。
Like a nuclear power plant.
就像一个 nuclear 的一个地方。
Or a laboratory like Lawrence Livermore Lab.
就好像一些机构的里面你开特别机构你才可以有办法买到。
Atomic bombs were in part invented by the people at Lawrence Livermore.
因为是从这些地方出来的。
The research was done there.
因为我们都在那边做研究。
And in other places.
还有其他的地方也在做同样的研究。
So they would have plutonium.
他们会有这样类似的这样的一些材料。
So this man decides he's going to steal plutonium.
这个人就决定要来偷窃他所需要制造的这些材料。
So he breaks into the Livermore lab.
他就逃脱到 Livermore 的那个实验室。
He steals plutonium,
他偷了这些材料
which is against the law.
其实是犯法的。
And he successfully gets out,
他很侥幸地逃开。
And all of the legal authorities start chasing him.
所有执法机构就要开始来捉这个人。
It takes the government 2 weeks to find him.
政府花了两个礼拜时间终于找到这个人。
They catch him.
他们把他捉起来。
They arrest him.
他们捉了他。
They put him in prison.
他把他放在监狱的里面。
They put him on trial.
他们就开始要进行审判。
He's found guilty of breaking the law of the United States of America.
他被宣判破坏了美国的法律。
And in our story, he's sentenced to death.
在我们的这个故事里面，他被判死刑。
Because we're going to imagine that the penalty
我们要来想象说他所得到的惩罚
for stealing plutonium
为了要抢夺这些东西
is physical
就是在具体的在身体上被执行
by the government of the United States of America
就是被美国的政府在身体上执行死亡。
So this guilty man
这个被判有罪的人
who broke the law
他破了那个美国的法律
is now awaiting execution.
他就等待被执行。
He's on death row.
他现在在等待判刑的里面。
And in our story,
在我们的故事里
he's going to be executed in 2 months.
他在经过两个月就要被判死刑。
This is one side of the problem of sin.
这就是罪带来的第一个问题。
The Bible teaches us,
圣经教导我们
that every sin,
每一个罪
is a crime against God.
其实是我们在得罪神。
Every sin is breaking his law of love.
因为我们每犯一个罪就是在破坏神爱的律法。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
that the whole of the Bible,
因为整本圣经
all of the law,
所有的律法
could be summed up in 2 commandments.
就包括在两条里面。
You know these commandments.
你对 这律法非常的熟悉。
You shall love the Lord your God.
你要爱你的主。
With what? With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength.
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And then Jesus said the second law.
然后耶稣说第二个律法。
Is just like it.
就跟他一样。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
你爱你的邻舍如你爱你自己。
So when people do not love God,
当人不爱主的时候
and when people do not love each other,
当人不彼此相爱的时候
God says that's a sin.
对神来说这就是罪
and a sin is breaking God's law of love.
而罪就破坏了神爱的律法
and just like with earthly justice,
就好像我们人类所提到的律法
when someone breaks the law,
当有人犯法的时候
They incur a penalty.
会带来惩罚。
Breaking the law means you have to pay the penalty.
当你犯法的时候，你就必须付那个惩罚。
So this man broke the law.
这个人破了美国的那个律法。
And now he has to pay the penalty.
他必须要来承担这个惩罚。
He has to die.
他必须死。
And the cause of his death.
他死的原因。
Is the government who's going to execute him.
是美国政府要来执行这个审判。
That's the first half of the problem of sin.
这个是罪带来的其中的一面。
But sin is like a coin.
可是讲到说罪就像一个铜板。
It has 2 sides.
它有两面。
There is another problem with sin.
罪还有另外一个问题。
The Bible tells us all sins have negative consequences.
圣经里面提到说罪都有不好的这样的影响。
So let's add this to our story.
我们就把这个加进我们刚才所说的故事。
This man is on death row.
这人是在等着判死刑当中。
Awaiting execution.
等着被处死。
Because he broke the law.
因为他犯了美国的法律。
But he's also showing signs of sickness.
可是也看得出这个人是在一个病态当中。
He's starting to throw up.
他开始生病。
His skin is starting to break out.
他的皮肤开始腐烂。
He has strange headaches.
他开始有很不好的头痛。
And the doctors have examined him.
医生对他诊断。
And they have concluded.
他们的结论。
That he has radiation sickness.
他是因为这些辐射带来的一个影响。
Because plutonium is highly radioactive.
因为这些他所用的这材料带来很大的辐射性的副作用。
And radioactivity is like a poison.
这些电疗是都是很有破坏性、很毒性的。
It's toxic.
对外是很有破坏毒性的。
It's lethal.
是很毒恶的。
Too much radiation will kill you.
我们有太多辐射的时候会伤害我们。
And so this man not only broke the law by stealing plutonium.
这个人不但因为偷窃犯了罪。
He also did something very stupid.
他也做了非常愚蠢的一件事情。
He got too close to the plutonium.
他太接近这些材料。
And now he has radiation sickness.
他现在带来辐射性带来的副作用。
And the doctors say he only has 2 months to live.
医生说他只剩下两个月的寿命。
And in 2 months, the radiation is going to kill him.
而这些副作用自然而然就把他杀害了。
That's one of the many consequences of sin.
这就是罪带来其中一个后果。
Now, how many problems does this man have?
你觉得这个人有多少个问题呢？
Three.
有人说三个问题。
Well, some people would say he has one problem.
有人会介意说他只有一个问题。
Because you can only die once.
因为他只能死一次。
But actually, he has two problems.
其实他有两个大问题。
Watch how this works.
请注意这个字。
The President of the United States.
美国的总统。
Has the authority.
有这个权柄。
To pardon criminals of their crimes.
赦免这些犯人。
Let's imagine that the president pardons him.
想象说美国政府赦免了他的罪。
Which means he doesn't have to pay for his crime.
他不用为他的罪来承受这个惩罚。
It means the government has to set him free.
就是表示政府必须让他自由。
Now he's not on death row.
他再也不在这个死刑的里面。
How long does he have to live?
可是他还有多长的寿命呢？
2 months.
两个月。
He's pardoned.
他已经被赦免了。
And pardoned is almost like forgiveness, not the same, but almost.
赦免跟饶恕很像，可是不是完全的相似。
Because there is no justice in a pardon.
因为在饶恕里面没有饶恕没有一个恩典。
Nobody is paying for the sin.
因为没有人必须要为这个罪来承担责任。
He is just being set free.
他只是被释放了。
But he's still going to die.
可是他还是必须死。
But not because the government is going to kill him.
不是因为政府要把他杀害。
He's going to die because the consequences are going to kill him.
他会要死是因为他的罪带来的后果。
The radiation is going to kill him.
这些电疗对他带来的伤害会把他杀了。
His own stupid act is going to kill him.
他自己愚蠢的行为带来这个后果。
That's a problem.
这是一个很大的问题。
But it's not the only problem.
这不是唯一的问题。
Because if we put this man back on death row,
因为如果我们又在他放回死刑的当中
and he's not pardoned,
他没有被赦免
and he's awaiting execution,
他等着被处刑。
But doctors have discovered a cure for radiation sickness.
然后医生发现他的病是有药可以医的。
And they tested it on animals and it works.
他们在动物上做尝试。
And now they're looking for humans who volunteer to be experimented on.
他们就要找志愿者来试验这个药物。
And the doctors say, would you like to take this pill?
医生就问你愿意来尝试这个新药吗？
And he says, sure, why not?
他说可以啊，为何不可？
And he takes the pill.
他吃了这个新的尝试的药。
And it works.
他就得救了。
He no longer has radiation sickness.
他再有没有这样子辐射的病。
It's not going to kill him.
不会，这个病不会再杀害他。
How long does he have to live?
他还有多长的寿命？
2 months.
两个月。
And in that case, what's going to kill him?
在那当中，什么会把他杀害呢？
The penalty is going to kill him.
他自己罪的惩罚。
The government is going to take him out.
美国的政府要对他处刑。
And execute him.
把他杀害。
He has two very different problems.
他有两个很特别的问题。
He broke the law and there's a penalty.
他破坏了这个律法，所以他必须要有惩罚。
And that same breaking of the law.
他这个所犯的罪。
Was also a stupid act,
也是一个很愚蠢的行为
that has negative consequences,
有负面的作用
and the consequences are going to kill him.
而那个后果就会来伤害他。
From which of these two problems does he need to be saved?
这两个里面他要从哪一个被拯救呢？
Both, that's right.
两方面都需要被拯救。
He needs to be saved from both.
他需要从两方面都被拯救。
Because if he's only saved from the penalty,
因为如果他只是被惩罚里面得拯救，
the consequences kill him.
后果会把他杀了。
If he's only saved from the consequences,
如果他只是从后果那边得拯救，
The penalty kills him.
罪的惩罚还是会把他杀害。
The Bible teaches us
圣经教导我们
that you and I
教导你和我
are that man.
其实就是那人。
That all of us have broken God's law of love.
我们每一个人都破坏神爱的法律。
And because we broke God's law,
因为我们破坏了神的律法
we were under the penalty of God.
我们就在神的那个惩罚的里面。
God was going to have to take us out and execute us.
神要向我们实行惩罚。
But we also had another problem.
我们也有另外一个问题。
All the sins we have committed.
所有我们所犯的过犯。
And all of the sins others had committed against us.
还有其他别人向我们所行的过犯。
Are like poison.
就好像毒药。
They're killing us.
他在杀害我们。
The wages of sin is...death.
罪的工价就是死。
Now, some people think wages means penalty.
很多人只是想到说罪的工价只是刑罚。
Wage is not a penalty.
其实惩罚刑罪的工价不是惩罚而已。
A wage is a consequence, a good consequence.
工价有好的这样一个后果。
Of doing a certain job.
就是你做一个好的工作你会有好的工价。
If you go to work and do your job,
你去上班把工作做好
your company pays you.
你公司会付你薪金
That's not a penalty.
那不是一个惩罚
That's a natural consequence.
那个是很自然的一个后果
When you put your hand on a hot stove,
当你把你的手放在一个火炉上
what happens?
会发生什么事情
You get burned.
你会被烧
That's not a crime. It's not a penalty.
那不是一个惩罚。
It's just a stupid act.
那是一个很愚昧的一个行为。
Putting your hand on a hot stove has negative consequences.
把手放在火炉上会有一个很消极不好的后果。
Every human being
每一个人
was like a man on death row.
就好像那个人等着判刑。
Awaiting execution by God.
等着神向我们施行惩罚。
And every human being is like a very sick person.
我们又像一个很生病、很病重的人。
Dying from the consequences of sin.
因为罪的这个后果而在死亡当中。
And that's why every human being.
所以为什么每一个人
needs to be saved from both the penalty of sin and the consequences of sin.
都必须从罪的惩罚与后果里面。得拯救。
And the good news of the Bible
圣经所带来的好消息是
is that God has already executed someone else to pay the penalty.
神已经为了罪向别人施行惩罚。
What's his name?
他的名字叫什么?
Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
This is why Jesus died on a cross.
这就是为什么主必须死在十字架上。
He died as a criminal.
他是作为一个犯人死在十字架上。
He was executed.
他是被刑罚。
Physically executed.
是在身体上来被刑罚。
Remember he said the night before.
他在被卖的那一
被受死那一天。
他剥饼。
And said, this is my body.
他说这是我的身体。
He took some red wine, grape juice.
他拿了杯。
And said, this is my blood.
这是我的血。
Body and blood are physical, not spiritual.
身体跟血都是身体上的。
Jesus died physically on a cross.
耶稣死在十字架上。
To pay the penalty for our sins.
为我们付了罪的刑罚。
So that God would not have to execute us.
便神不用向我们实行惩罚。
Because God has brought about justice.
因为神已经带来了公义。
Once for all.
一次。
At the cross of Jesus Christ.
耶稣在十字架成就一次就成就了这个救恩。
Amen.
Amen.
This is why forgiveness of the penalty of sin.
所以为什么我们说饶恕方面的一个惩罚
is not a pardon.
不是一个赦免而已。
A pardon has no justice in it.
赦免里面是没有公义的。
When the President of the United States.
当美国总统
pardons someone of a crime.
赦免一个人的刑罚的时候。
The guilty person is set free.
这个有罪人被释放了。
But no one is paying the penalty.
可是没有人付这个惩罚。
There is no justice.
当中没有公义。
God cannot forgive people.
神不可以赦免人。
Of the penalty of their sin.
他们罪的惩罚。
unless someone pays the penalty first.
除非有人先付了这个惩罚。
And that's why Jesus became a human being.
所以为什么耶稣道成肉身？
To have a physical body.
有一个身体。
A human body.
是一个人的身体。
To pay for human sin.
为我们人的罪。
So God could bring about justice.
因为将神借着他的死带来公义。
And say to every human being,
可以拯救每一个人类,
you don't have to be afraid of me anymore.
你再也不用惧怕我。
I don't have to execute you.
因为我不需要再对你实行惩罚。
I already executed my son in your places.
我的儿子已经代替你死了。
I forgive you.
我赦免了你的罪。
Amen.
Amen.
That is good news.
那是好消息。Amen.
But God also talks about forgiving the consequences of sin.
上帝也提到我们要赦免关于罪的后果。
He uses the same Greek and Hebrew words
他用了同样的希腊文还有希伯来文
that are translated into the English word forgiveness
我们这里翻译的英文就是饶恕
when he's talking about forgiving the penalty
当他讲到关于惩罚的饶恕
he uses the same words
其实用的字根是一样的
to talk about forgiving the consequences
讲到再提到关于赦免后果的这样的一个赦免
God forgives the consequences of sin.
神也赦免罪带来的后果。
But this is what is very important.
可是这里一个很重要的一点。
The way God forgives the penalty
神赦免关于罪的惩罚
is different from the way God forgives consequences.
跟神赦免关于罪的后果是截然不同的。
God forgives the penalty because Jesus paid the penalty.
神赦免罪的惩罚因为耶稣基督已经代付了。
The Bible teaches us God changes consequences.
圣经讲到是耶稣改变罪的后果。
When guilty people repent.
当有罪的人悔改。
God says, if you put your hand on a hot stove,
神说当你把手放一个火炉上的时候
you're going to get burned.
你会被烧。
God would say, I'm not burning you.
神说不是我烧。
Sin is destroying you.
是罪把你杀害。
Sin is burning you.
神在烧你的手。
And God lovingly says,
神很温柔地对我们说
I can heal your hand.
我可以不可以救你的手。
I can change the negative consequences.
我可以改变这带来的坏的影响。
I can give you a strong, healthy hand.
我可以给你一个健康的一个手。
But you have to do something first.
可是你必须先做一件事。
What do you think God says to us when our hand is on the stove?
当我们的手还在火炉上，你想上帝会对我们说什
么？ Yeah, even little kids know this answer.
连小朋友都知道。
Take your hand off the stove.
从你的火炉上把你的手拿开。
Or another way God would say it is.
神会用一个另一个方式来说。
Stop sinning.
再也不要犯罪。
You're killing yourself.
你在自我伤害。
And the biblical word is repent.
圣经里面用的就是悔改。
To repent means to change.
悔改就是要来转变。
It means to turn around.
就是转过来。
It means to go another way.
就是走不同的方向。
And if you've been sinning and putting your hand on a hot stove,
如果你一直犯罪，就是把手放在火炉上。
To repent means to take your hand off the stove.
当我们说要悔改，就是把手拿掉。
And God says, Hallelujah.
神会说 Hallelujah。
Now I can heal your hand.
现在我可以来医治。
Now I can change the negative consequences.
现在我可以医治这罪带来的坏的影响。
And he uses the word forgiveness.
他用了这个字就是宽恕。
Which means,
就是说,
not only is sin like a coin with two sides,
就想到说罪不但是像铜板有两面。
Biblical forgiveness is like a coin with two sides.
圣经里所提到的饶恕也是有两面。
We call the side of forgiveness,
我们其中一面
where God is forgiving the penalty,
神赦免了罪的惩罚
personal forgiveness.
我们叫做个人的饶恕。
Because receiving His forgiveness,
因为当我们接受主的饶恕
and forgiving other people of the penalty of their sins,
也赦免别人对我们的过犯
is how God heals your soul.
是神借此来医治你的心灵。
We call the other side of forgiveness,
我们称饶恕的另一面。
Relational forgiveness.
就是关系上的饶恕。
Because it's how God heals a broken relationship.
就是借着这样神来医治一个破碎的一个关系。
how he changes the negative consequences.
他改变罪带来的坏的影响。
And every Christian
每一个基督徒
needs to learn these two sides of sin and forgiveness.
都要学习这个罪还有饶恕的两方面。
Otherwise, you will not know how to practice forgiveness.
不然的话，你就没有办法去学习操练饶恕。
You need to learn how to receive forgiveness of the penalty of your sins.
你必须学习怎样去接受罪惩罚的一个饶恕。
And you need to learn how to receive forgiveness of the consequences of your sins.
你也要去学习怎样接受关于罪的后果的一个饶恕。
You receive forgiveness of the penalty by believing Jesus paid the penalty.
你接受罪的刑罚的饶恕是借着接受耶稣基督。
You receive forgiveness of the consequences through repentance.
你借着悔改去接受刑罚带来罪的后果的饶恕。
You forgive someone else of the penalty of their sin.
你赦免别人对你的过犯的惩罚。
By believing Jesus died for them too.
就是借着相信说耶稣也是为他们死。
But you can only forgive someone else.
你只可以饶恕另外一个人。
Of the consequences of their sin against you.
从罪的那个后果去饶恕。
If they repent.
如果他们悔改。
If they don't repent.
如果他们不悔改。
You can't forgive them.
你没有办法饶恕他们。
God himself cannot forgive unrepentant people.
神自己本身也没有办法去饶恕那些不肯悔改的人。
And neither can you.
所以你也没有办法如此。
And this is why Jesus taught.
所以耶稣们有这样的教导。
In Luke 17:3.
在路加福音第十七章第三节。
If your brother sins against you,
如果你的弟兄得罪你,
go and rebuke him.
你去指责他,
in love.
是在爱里面去指责。
Let them know what he's doing to hurt you.
让他明白说他做了什么伤害你的事情。
And Jesus said,
然后耶稣说,
if he repents,
如果他悔改,
then you forgive him.
你就可以饶恕这个弟兄。
If he doesn't repent,
如果他不饶恕，他不悔改，
you can't forgive him.
你就无法饶恕他。
Because forgiveness of consequences is based on repentance.
因为从那个罪赦免的悔改里面得到的就是借着我们的悔改。
Forgiveness of penalty is based on the cross.
十字架就是我们赦免惩罚的这样一个方法。
I have 60 Christian books, as I said.
我像刚刚说过，我有60本关于饶恕的书。
Not one of those books teach what I just told you.
没有一本书教导我刚刚跟大家所分享的。
But I am absolutely convinced.
我是很确定。
This book will teach what I just told you.
圣经会教导关于我刚刚跟你分享的。
I don't want you to believe what I'm saying.
我不要你去相信我所说的一切。
Just because I'm your guest speaker.
因为我是你的讲员。
You need to go to your Bibles.
你必须自己查考圣经。
And take that little coin with you.
就是带着这个小铜板。
And look everywhere the Bible talks about forgiveness.
好好仔细去看圣经里面每一处提到关于赦免。
In the Old Testament and the New.
在新约还有旧约关于饶恕。
And almost every time you see the word forgiveness.
几乎每一次你听看到饶恕这字的时候。
The writer is either talking about forgiving the penalty of sin.
作者可能是提到关于就是赦免罪的惩罚。
Or he's talking about forgiving the consequences of sin.
或者是讲到罪的后果的一个。
You can tell the difference.
你会看到那个不同。
Because forgiveness of the penalty of sin.
因为当我们提到原谅罪的惩罚的时候。
Is unconditional.
是无条件的。
Because it's based upon the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为是借着耶稣基督的十字架。
So these verses talk about the blood of Christ.
所以这些经文都提到耶稣基督的宝血。
The cross of Christ.
耶稣基督的十字架。
The payment of Christ.
耶稣罪的代价。
The justice of God.
就是神的公义。
And forgiveness is unconditional.
而这个赦免是无条件的。
But whenever you see a verse on forgiveness,
当你看到一个经文关于饶恕，
where someone has to do something to make it happen,
提到有一个人必须要有个行动才可以有饶恕。
It's now conditional forgiveness.
那就讲到是有条件性的
赦免。And the verse will almost always say,
常常那个经文都会提到。
Repentance is what makes this kind of forgiveness happen.
是要借着悔改才有办法有这样饶恕。
So I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励大家。
To remember this.
要记得这一点。
Carry the coin with you. Keep it in your pocket. 请你随身
带着这个小铜板。
Keep it in your purse.
把放在你的包包里面。
Look on both sides.
常常两面反复看。
Pray about it.
请你为此祷告。
Read in the Bible.
读圣经。
Look for it in the Bible.
在圣经里面来寻找。
And teachers and leaders.
老师们还有领袖们
，You need to remind your people about this truth.
你要提醒你的会众关于这方面的真理。
You need to point it out when you teach.
你要指出在你的教导里面要指出这宝贵的一点。
Because the world is not teaching us this.
因为这个世界不会有这样一个教导。
And unfortunately, 60 Christian books on forgiveness aren't teaching us this either. 很不幸
的，包括基督徒界的60本书里面也没有提到这一点。
That's why I had to stop being a pastor.
所以为什么我停止做牧师？
Start forgiveness ministries.
我开始了这个饶恕团契。
And why I had to write my own book.
我就开始自己写自己的书。
I could not find a book other than the Bible that teaches this.
除了圣经以外，我没有办法在别的书籍找到关于饶恕。
And the books I've bought except for this one are already all gone.
除了这本，其他的全部已经卖完了。
It's called Developing a Lifestyle of Forgiveness.
就是一个饶恕的生活方式。
So if you're interested in getting one of these books,
如果你有兴趣想买这一本书，
you can either order it online,
你可以在网络上去订购。
Or,
或者,
you can order it here today, pay for it today,
你可以今天付钱,
fill this out, and then I will send it to your church, and you can get it that way.
你填了表了付了钱, 他们会把书寄到教会去。
I want to give you the best opportunity,
我要给你一个最好的机会,
to learn as much about real forgiveness as possible.
就去学习真正的饶恕。
So that's the first biggest missing piece.
这个是最大所缺乏的其中一块。
And it's the most important one.
也是最重要的。
So the other two I can share quicker.
我另外两点我可以比较快的来分享。
The second missing piece in forgiveness
两个第二个所缺乏的
is that Jesus died for the people who sinned against you.
就是耶稣也为那些向你行过犯的人的罪。
I don't know what it's like in China.
我不知道在中国是怎么样一个景象。
But in the United States,
可是在美国，
everything is about who.
所有的事情都关于我。
Me.
我。
Moi? Really? Moi. Isn't that French too? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Moi? Isn't that French? In the United States,
在美国
American culture,
在我们美国文化里面
and the young people know this better than the older people.
我们年轻人比我们更懂
Everything is about me.
所有的一切都关乎我
I am the most important person in the world.
我是最重要的在这世界上
America brain, not, yeah, not you. You think you're the most important person in the world.
你觉得你是最重要的
listen to the commercials. It's
all
about you.
这是关于你。
You deserve a break today.
你应该有一个休息时间。
Have it your way.
照你的方法去做。
Everything should be about you.
一切都关乎你。
The Bible doesn't talk that way.
可是圣经不是这样的教导。
Everything is about God.
所有事情都关乎。
He is the most important person in the world.
他才是最重要的在这世界上。
Well, there is a big problem in the United States.
在美国我们有一个很大的问题。
In our churches.
在我们的教会里面。
Because when we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候
we tend to think,
我们常常会这样想。
It's all about me.
就都是关乎我。
So when we hear and read,
当我们读还有去思考的时候
that Jesus died to pay the penalty of sins,
当我们听到说耶稣为了罪的刑罚死在十字架上
even when we hear Jesus died for the world,
即便我们听到耶稣是为世人而死
what Americans hear,
美国人所听到的
is Jesus died for me,
就是耶稣单单为我死。
And me alone.
And 只有我一个人，单单为。
It's all about me.
And 就一切都是关乎我自己。
We don't hear in America.
我们不会在美国听到。
The clear teaching in the Bible.
圣经很清楚的教导。
That Jesus died for the world.
是耶稣是为世人，世界每一个人死。
In 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
We read,
我们读到,
Now all these things are from God,
一切都是从神而来,
who reconciled us to himself through Christ.
借着耶稣基督使我们与神和好。
That God was in Christ, it says,
神在基督里面,
reconciling the world to himself,
让世界与神自己和好,
not counting their trespasses, their crimes against them.
不计算我们对他所行的过犯。
Or we read in 2nd or 1st John 2:2,
我们在约翰一书第二章第二节读到,
that Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice,
耶稣就是那个惩罚的羔羊,
for us,
为我们,
and then he says, and not for us only,
只是不只为我们,
but also for the sins of the whole world,
而是为世上的每一个人。
Or we read, for God so loved theworld, that he gave his only begotten son. Or we hear the words of John the Baptist point to Jesus and say to the Jewish people, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the church. Doesn't say that, does it?
他不是这么说。
Behold the Lamb of God,
看啊，神的羔羊,
who takes away the sins of the elect.
拿去那些被拣选的人的罪。
Doesn't say that, does it?
神不是这么说的。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the believers.
看啊，神的羔羊，他拿去了所有相信人的罪。
It doesn't say that either, does it?
他不是这样教导。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the repentant.
看啊，神的羔羊，他拿出去那些悔改人的罪。
It doesn't say that either.
他不是这样说的。
Behold the Lamb of God,
看啊，神的羔羊,
who takes away,
他拿去,
the sins of the who?
The world.
Because when Jesus was on the cross, he was paying the penalty,
因为耶稣在十字架，他是在付罪的惩罚,
for everyone.
是为世上的每一个人。
Does that mean everyone is saved?
这表示每一个人都得救吗?
Does that mean everyone's going to heaven?
表示每一个人都上天堂吗?
No.
不是的。
Because sin has how many problems?
罪有几个问题?
Two.
两个问题。
Jesus has paid for everyone's sins.
的确，耶稣已经代付了罪的惩罚。
But only repentant believers in Jesus are saved from the consequences.
只有在主里面悔改的人才可以得到罪的后果的赦免。
We need to be saved of both sides.
我们必须从两方面都被得拯救。
And the good news here,
这里的好消息是,
is that you can forgive the people who sin against you.
你可以赦免那些向你行过犯的人,
of the penalty of their sin,
他对你罪罪的这刑罚,
by believing this,
就是相信。
When Jesus was dying and paying for your sins,
当耶稣为你的罪死的时候,
he was also dying and paying for their sins.
也是为着这些向你行过犯人的罪的死了。
God wants you to believe that.
神要你这样的相信。
God wants you to live in that truth.
神要你活出这样的真理。
So when your husband sins against you,
当你的先生向你犯罪的时候,
and you're angry,
而你非常的恼怒,
and you want him to suffer,
你要他受苦。
Secretly.
私底下秘密的。
You need to remember.
你必须要谨记。
Jesus died for your husband.
耶稣也为你的丈夫死。
And men,
我们的先弟兄们,
when your wife sins against you,
当你的妻子向你犯的时候, 你也非常对她生气。
And you're faking it.
你在假装。
You need to remember.
你必须要谨记。
Jesus died for your wife.
耶稣也是为你的妻子死。
And parents,
父母们,
when your children sin against you,
当你的小孩子向你犯罪的时候,
and you're angry at your kids,
你非常气的孩子
们, wanna wring their neck,
你就一直在他们在那边唠叨,
you need to remember something,
你必须要谨记一个事,
Jesus died for your children,
耶稣为你的孩子死,
and children,
孩子们,
and all of us are children,
还有我们每个人都是孩子们,
when your parents sin against you,
当你的父母向你行过犯的时候,
and you're secretly angry at them,
你很秘密的在很气他们,
you need to remember something,
你要记得,
Jesus died for your mom and dad,
耶稣也是为你的父母死。
This is how we forgive other people,
这是我们如何去执行赦免别人。
Again, those 60 books I have,
就是我所读到的那60本书,
Not one of them teaches what I just told you.
没有一本读音，这是我关于刚刚教导你们的。
Be careful of what you're reading.
真的是小心你的阅读。
Read the Bible.
请阅读圣经。
And then the last piece that's missing.
第一个我们所缺乏的，第三个。
Is that as important as the words are?
就好像圣经是很重要的。
That Jesus died for me.
就是耶稣为我死。
And Jesus died for others.
耶稣也为别人死。
I need to learn to feel God's heart.
我们要去感受到耶和华的心。
Forgiveness cost God something.
真的，赦免真的是在给神带来代价。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
甚至将他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
And he gave him on a cross.
他是给他在十字架上。
Jesus suffered terribly and died on a cross.
耶稣在十字架受极大的痛苦，死在十字架上。
But he didn't suffer as a martyr.
他不是为过犯在受死。
The Romans didn't kill Jesus.
这些罗马兵丁不是杀害耶稣。
Because the only person who can bring about divine justice.
唯有可以带来神圣的惩罚。
Is God Himself.
就是神自己。
Jesus died in a unique way on the cross.
耶稣的死是在十字架上死是一个很特别的。
He died because God His Father
是因为他的父天父
laid all the sins of the world
把世人所有的罪放在耶稣基督的身上
and then treated Jesus as if he were guilty.
把耶稣当成罪人来惩罚他。
This is why in Isaiah 53
这为什么以赛亚书53章
we read
我们读到
that God was pleased to crush the Messiah
神喜悦来毁灭这个弥赛亚
if he would offer himself as a guilt offering for sin
因为他成为罪的一个工价。
That doesn't mean God was happy to execute his son.
这表不是表示说神喜悦来惩罚他的儿子。
It means it fulfilled his purposes.
可是这成完全了神的旨意。
God the Father went through emotional hell.
我们的天父也极大的痛苦。
To make it possible to forgive you.
以便可以来宽恕我们。
God the Son went through emotional hell.
甚至耶稣基督也经过地狱般的痛苦。
To make it possible to forgive you.
使他可以来赦免我们。
God the Holy Spirit went through emotional hell.
圣灵也经过地狱式的痛苦。
So that you could be forgiven.
以便你可以得到宽恕。
God feels the cross of Christ.
耶和华感受到十字架的痛。
You need to let yourself feel the cross of Christ too.
你也要感受到耶稣基督上的十字架的痛。
The more you can feel God's anger towards sin,
当你可以看到神对罪的怒发的时候。
And the more you can feel God's broken heart,
当你去能够感受到上帝破碎的心。
Over his suffering at the cross,
看到他的儿子在十字架上受的痛苦。
The deeper your forgiveness will be,
更你的那个饶恕会更加的深沉。
The more you can feel the heart of God,
更深的能体会耶和华的心的时候
at the cross of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督在这十字架
the more powerful your forgiveness becomes.
你的饶恕会更有能力。
And when you forgive deeply,
当你很深的去饶恕的时候
God heals deeply.
神更深的去医治。
And when you become healed deeply,
当你很深被医治的时候
you become a healthier, stronger person.
你成为一个更康健、更强壮的人。
And the more people in your church that practice forgiveness,
当我们教会有更多人去学习操练饶恕的时候
the stronger your church will be.
我们教会就更加的刚强。
Because churches are only as healthy.
因为教会是可以。
As the people in them are.
教会健康跟这些人的里面的健康是息息相关的。
If the people are sick and broken,
如果在教会里面人是破碎生病的
then the church is sick and broken.
教会也是软弱的。
If the people are healthy,
如果里面的人是健康的
then the church will be healthy.
教会也是会健康。
And health leads to growth.
健康就带来成长。
Health leads to the glory of God.
健康会带来上帝的荣耀。
And the world will see Jesus.
而这个世界就看到耶稣。
Because they see the depth of our love.
因为他看到我们爱的深度。
Being practiced through forgiveness.
是通过饶恕去得到实践。
And the world will be amazed.
而这世界会感到很惊讶。
And will see Jesus.
而他们因此看到我们的主。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
Again, we thank you for loving us.
我们再次感谢你这样爱我们。
For pursuing us.
谢谢你不断来追求我们。
For doing everything necessary.
做一些必须要做的事。
For us to receive your forgiveness.
以便叫我们可以得到你的赦免。
Your life.
你的生命。
Your joy.
你的喜乐。
Your love.
你的爱。
And Lord, we confess to you.
主啊，我们向你认罪。
That we are broken people.
我们是破碎的人。
And we need your healing.
我们需要你的医治。
And we need your forgiveness.
我们需要你的饶恕。
We need to practice it.
我们需要练习饶恕。
In the same way that you do.
就好像你这样子。
Please help us to see forgiveness clearly.
请你帮我们，让我们看清楚饶恕。
And to practice it often.
也学习，常常学习饶恕。
And to practice it deeply.
常常更加深的学习饶恕。
And we are looking forward to.
我们期盼着。
Becoming healthier,
成为更健康
and stronger,
更强壮的
in Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里面
and we pray for our church,
我们为教会祷告
that you would cause our church to become healthy and strong,
你让我们教会更加的强壮
so that more and more people,
以便更多的人
can see you, Lord God,
可以看到主耶稣你自己
and they too,
他们同样
can believe in Jesus,
可以来相信主耶稣
practice forgiveness,
学习饶恕
And receive his healing.
也接受主你的医治。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
感谢大家，感谢大家。
Thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
Thank you. You have been very kind and generous.And I look forward to being your best friend someday.
我希望成为你们最好的朋友，谢谢你们对我的良待。